Hi, I'm Tamara Rodney, and you're listening to On the Pulse, a podcast from the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing. On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the experiences of frontline providers and researchers. We explore their insights and invaluable stories of how healthcare works in today's world. Our guest today is Faith Adole. Faith is a registered nurse, a nurse practitioner, and chief executive officer of the Yuval Foundation, which is a nonprofit global healthcare foundation. Yuval's mission is to help meet the healthcare and wellness needs of underprivileged societies through medical outreach, health education, clean water, hygiene, sanitation, and other healthcare sustainability projects. Faith, I am so excited to speak with you today because you have a terrific story and so many insights to share with our audience. So let's jump right into it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the privilege to be on this platform today and talk a little bit more about my journey into nursing.
Wonderful. So let's start right there. Tell us more about yourself and how you got into nursing.
Sure. So a little bit about myself. Personally and professionally, I view myself really as a people and community advocate at my core. As you mentioned, I'm also a trained family nurse practitioner, nurse, worked in healthcare leadership the last about 9 years, and a nonprofit founder. And for me, my decision to get into nursing was heavily influenced by care I saw and experienced firsthand from nurses as a young person, seeing my family go through health challenges and being there at the bedside, witnessing what nurses do. I think that really helped me to see like nurses' value. Before that, I didn't know so much about nurses before I had that experience, to be honest. It was more like I thought that nurses more have had like an assisting role or something like that to doctors, but it wasn't until I was at the bedside, my mind shifted.
That's a very interesting perspective, and I'm sure that many others, they have that view as well. So you wear many hats, which includes CEO and nurse, but let's talk about your role in the hospital setting. What was that like? And then what came after that?
Sure. So I started my registered nurse journey in acute care setting. And honestly, as a new nurse, it was actually quite nerve-wracking. I started on a mixed unit medical surgical floor. It had oncology patients on one end. There was a section that actually had beds for inmates on one side and surgical patients on the other. So it was really the largest responsibility I had ever had at that time, starting out in my young 20s. And for me, just knowing that my actions or inactions as a nurse could seriously impact a person's life made it that much more real. And what really helped me through that time was mentorship, not necessarily in the classical sense, like I had a mentor and we met every day. It was just another nurse that was somewhat newer. She was 3 years in, and I remember I looked up to her a lot because I felt like, wow, she knew so much, and she had only been a nurse for 3 years, and she kind of took me under her wing. And so, yeah, that stuck with me. And from there, I launched into leadership roles after I was at the bedside and went completely out of acute care and went into community health, home health settings.
That's the beauty of nursing, being able to transition to different roles. And you expanded that even more to having a whole foundation. So tell me more about your Yuval Foundation. Does Yuval stand for anything significant? And then just let us know about how you started it and why you wanted to create this organization.
Sure. Yuval Foundation is an international healthcare relief organization, and it stands for United Vessels of Love. So really, the vision behind it is having different walks of life, people from everywhere uniting together for one purpose, which is love through healthcare, or displaying love through healthcare. So it really started in 2014, unofficially, as kind of a grassroots movement, I would say. I didn't have intentions of starting an organization. I really just wanted to make a difference after seeing needs. And it was founded where I'm from, in the Southern California region. Prior to becoming a nurse, I was already heavily involved in just volunteering in the local community, especially with those experiencing homelessness and food insecurity and all of that. And so I noticed pretty early on that Oh, if I would volunteer, then my friends would ask, "Hey, what are you doing this weekend?" And I'd say, "I'm here," and they would want to join. And it kept growing bigger and bigger. And let's make a group out of it. And then, really, what kind of made me want to start was once I became a nurse and I understood more of my advocacy role and leadership role, we are leaders right away. So even before you get a master's in nursing or anything, the public views you as a community leader. And I realized that because I'm like, oh, what changed before I was a nurse, volunteering, and afterwards? Because I noticed when I became a nurse, I had more knowledge and a lot more respect in the community. And those in the community and friends just wanted to be a part of what I was doing. And so I didn't take that lightly. But when I went for the first time overseas, actually volunteering again as a nurse, I think coordinator, I saw a lot of issues with standards of care. The care quality wasn't that great for those who were in underserved areas, remote areas. They got care. I was there with another NGO, but just the quality wasn't right. And I felt like they didn't have an advocate in that area. But back home where I was, I saw the power of advocacy and how people would rally around and say, "Hey, this is wrong," you know, especially being here in the United States, but that wasn't there. Then lastly, really, I felt that there was a need for diverse leadership in global health. Representation really matters. I was in Western Africa. I was in Nigeria when I was volunteering, and there were so many, not just recipients of care, but members of the community that were women and girls that approached me, and they were so intrigued about how can I do what you're doing or be involved. And so it was for those reasons when I came back, I put things into perspective and said, you know, let's do something. So we started in 2015.
That's a long journey, but a fruitful one. And if you had to sum up what exactly Yuval does in the global context, how would you describe that?
Absolutely. So our vision at Yuval is to build relationships, dynamic relationships, partnerships with people, communities, and organizations. And we create global healthcare and wellness initiatives. And it's all ultimately to lessen existing healthcare disparities worldwide. And practically speaking, we do that by focusing in four areas. We're a missions organization largely. And so we do medical outreach missions locally here in the United States. I mentioned Southern California. We still work there. It's street medicine. It's also teaming up with local shelters, doing health education programming there here in the US. Then overseas, we do a lot of medical missions. We do health education workshops. We also focus on clean water and sanitation. And then fourthly, empowering women. And essentially, all of our various programs are all connected and they evolved into what you see today because there was a need for that. And you'll find that in healthcare, you can't really remove the education piece or the empowerment, or you can't teach people, you know, or tell people or help them be healthier if you don't give them tools for hygiene or, you know, basic needs like water.
That's amazing. And you mentioned a couple of times that you're based in California. Why was it important to you to make this a global focus on your work? And how do you think you're making an impact globally?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, pretty early on, so I'm a child of immigrants. So from a young age, I already had somewhat of a global mindset or view of the world, being able to kind of just travel and be exposed to different folks. But I think it's definitely linked to my core values. I believe that no matter where a person is born, brought up, everyone deserves access to basic needs, no matter where they are. And healthcare isn't limited to just kind of where we're from. Everyone gets sick everywhere. These are issues that deal with humanity. And so having that mindset and then also having access myself, being privileged in where I grew up and how I grew up, and then getting the knowledge and tools that I had, I felt that as a leader, it just made sense to just unite with others and make an imprint.
That's wonderful, Faye. Thank you. And I'm sure a lot of persons are benefiting. And what you've described for us is multiple different things that you're doing in your services that you're doing. So you're doing health screening and education. one I think is particularly interesting that I'd love for you to give us a little bit more details around is the sanitation initiative that you're doing. Can you tell us what one of these initiatives would look like on the ground when you're doing it?
Absolutely. So Yuval usually enters for a relief work. We usually enter into areas when there's pressing needs. Sometimes it's an outbreak like of cholera, or there's a issue with the water. Something huge is going on that alerts us and we provide relief in that area. However, our model has been evolving, I would say, in the last 2 years, in that we partner with organizations on ground to ensure there's sustainability after we leave. And one of the things that we do to help ensure that if we go to a certain place because maybe there's a medical illness that's kind of wiping people out, then, you know, we help set up education, for example, for things like hand hygiene. We look at sanitation in the area currently and ways that it can improve, and maybe call upon stakeholders in the area, members of the government, other organizations, and make it a partner effort to really get everyone in the room, have a conversation, and really try to see how can we move things forward. So also, Yuval does dig and drill wells or deeper wells called boreholes for clean water as well in some of the areas that we serve. And we really started our whole WASH initiative, water sanitation and hygiene, because we wanted to do more than just patchwork. We were going to some particular areas for some time and felt that, you know, people, if we maybe help eradicate one particular illness, another one comes and it keeps stemming from the source of water or lack thereof. So we started that to just have a more comprehensive approach to healthcare.
Wow, Faith, it's a lot of work, a lot of hard work, but going from hospital-based nurse to starting your own organization, what even gave you the courage or the confidence to start this amazing journey?
That's a great question as well. It has been exactly that, a journey. For me, it's been gradual. I never started Yuval as an entrepreneur. I more started it because I wanted to make an impact and have a difference. And then I think after my first year as a clinical leader, so I went from the acute care setting. And when I left that, I went into my first leadership role as a nurse, a clinician. So I think while I was there, I identified some of the basic tools of leadership and had some experience with that and understood power of influence. And so I think as a person, I was evolving, and then Yuval evolved with me, if that makes sense. So the more tools that I learned and gained has really shaped the growth of the organization. And beyond that, I think the growth really can't just be attributed to me. It's a team effort. Yuval is 100% volunteer-led, which is amazing to me. Each year, our numbers of volunteers keep growing. So I think that it's very important as a leader to really like be emotionally intelligent, know beyond tools of what you learn in a book about how to be a great leader, know yourself, know what you want to do, what drives you, what fuels you. And then I think everything else can come later. Like now, I'm at Cary getting my MBA. So I did things, I guess, reversed. I went into the field first before I went back and did schooling.
So tell us a little bit more about this MBA that you're doing. You're currently a DNP Executive MBA candidate at the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing. Why would you want to get this degree? And what do you think it will add in terms of your education or to your career?
I think it's just the work that I've already been doing. As I mentioned, I guess my journey was a bit unconventional, and there's no right way, I guess, to being a leader or founding an organization. But for me, I more have found myself doing it and had to learn a lot of things just by experience, just on the field. And then with time, I realized that's great. I have a lot of experience, but there are a lot more efficient ways of doing things, or there's no need to reinvent the wheel. There are people that are more senior than me that have a wealth of wisdom and knowledge that they can pour into me. So I think for me, I was at a place in my career where I felt like, well, it's actually time to transcend as a leader and make sure that I'm well equipped to lead and like very well, just well-rounded, I would say. And I think specifically why Hopkins, well, Johns Hopkins Nursing, I'm proud to say, is the number one nursing school to me, I feel like ever, but in the United States. And it's just been a wonderful program, wonderful experience, particularly at Cary. It's great. I love that their model there is business with humanity in mind. I really connected with that because as a nurse and then also just being a part of the community, I feel like that's nursing. Like my business, whether it's Yuval or being a nurse at the bedside, I always have humanity in mind every day. And what's been great about being at Cary is that it's so diverse. It's not just a straight business school of a certain sector. It's everyone from different walks of life. And I think that has enriched me as a nurse. Same with the DMP executive role at Hopkins as well. It's been a great experience.
That's great. So you're getting the best of both worlds, we'll say. So I know volunteering is a wonderful thing, but I'm curious, Faith, is there a favorite memory that you think fuels you to continue doing this work?
I think I have several. I have several that I see all the time. Really, it's the stories that I hear and see every day. The care recipients, there are people that Yuval is able to provide clean water, for example. And we've had care recipients in the community that I'm thinking of, an elderly gentleman that's actually like the village chief of where we just did our last clean water project. And in his testimonial, he was talking about in his entire lifetime and that of his father and his father. They had it translated into English. He said there's never been that source of clean water. And he had, you know, tears streaming down. I think of that. I think of just recently during Nurses Week, I was in Nigeria and we did some help with training of some maternity nurses at a local hospital there. And there was a nurse that was just so full of joy that she was crying. She was filled with tears. And I didn't know that at first. So I was talking to her and her voice was kind of cracking. And I said, "What's going on?" And she just said, "I am so happy. I'm so just fueled," she said, "to just continue on because I've never had, you know, this kind of support before." And then also it's folks that come to volunteer that have never done anything like that before in their lives and then become recurrent volunteers. So I could go on and on, but really it's the stories that I hear every day and the impact that I see that really encourages me to continue forward.
And we have no doubt that you'll continue forward, but I'm curious, on top of everything you're doing now, what is next for you? Are there any wonderful future plans that you have in the making that you can share with us?
Honestly, I really just want to continue to lead, you know, with empathy and resilience. And I just want to continue to hopefully influence and inspire others, especially the next generation. I love things like mentorship. I've been getting involved much more in that. And then particularly, I'm very much interested in becoming more knowledgeable about things like biotechnology and innovation, just because of where everything's moving to, and seeing how I can, you know, contribute to incorporating that into different facets of healthcare that I'm involved in. So ultimately, no matter where I land, I just hope to make an impact for good.
That is just so refreshing to hear. I think you embody not just empathy and resilience, but leadership with humanity in mind. You are inspiring to nurses everywhere, Faith, and you're leading some tremendous global health work. And we cannot wait to see where your future takes you as a Hopkins nurse grad, but you're already an outstanding nurse. Thank you so much for sharing your story and for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to everyone for listening to this episode of On the Pulse. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with someone you know and subscribe through Apple, Stitcher, and Spotify. You can also find us on the Health Podcast Network at healthpodcastnetwork.com/nurse. Be sure to also check out our On the Pulse blog at magazine.nursing.jhu.edu. You can learn more about the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing at nursing.jhu.edu. Thanks again for listening.